From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, another group of seven foreign ministers today in the World War II Memorial in Hiroshima, where they are taking part in a two-day summit. Japanese schoolchildren cheered and waved flags as Mr. Kerry and other dignitaries toured the site, which includes the remnants of a building heavily damaged in the 1945 U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Hiroshima in an effort to end the war. As the G7 ministers meet for a second day today, they will focus on the refugee crisis in the Middle East and Europe, political instability around the world, and provocations from North Korea. The UN's envoy for Yemen, Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed, welcomed today the cessation of hostilities. The truce is between the Yemeni government and the Saudi-led coalition backing the Houthi rebels who seized control of Yemen's capital in 2014. All are pledging to support the ceasefire. Amin Saikal of Australian National University tells VOA the Yemen ceasefire comes on the heels of Syria's truce.
And I think that has also put a lot of pressure on the various warring parties in Yemen to give it a more serious go this time. Neither side has really gained a lot of grounds against one another.
Some observers believe the ceasefire will help the upcoming peace talks in Kuwait go well. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, is expected to win a fifth term after votes from Sunday's election are counted. He's facing 13 challengers who led the country since 1990, Mr. Deby has, when he seized power in a coup. This is VOA News.